because when the province went to buy a line of type, they didn't like these Canadian ones. I think they wanted the latest model. Maybe it was a number 3 or number 5, I'm not quite sure. And they bought an American one, and it was shipped to them with a part missing. This is according to Mr. Campbell. This was so as not to infringe upon the patent rights or manufacturing rights of the Canadian company. And what they did was they bought a piece on the black market. Well, there was all sorts of trouble about this. I think it was one of the elevators that was missing. And it was it was an essential part, because he describes that when they used to pick it up, the type used to fall out. And so they got this piece on the black market, but just in the middle of the litigation, the company in Montreal folded. It was just the mercantilers made an act. The factory was in Brooklyn, was it not?
I think it was New York, which is part of New York.
Yeah.
One of the 5 boroughs. Well, that would be quite logical, and of course, later on, you see, they'd set up their, even if it's a U.S. company, they'd set up their plant in Canada and make them in Canada out of U.S. parts, mm-hmm. and just enough Canadian stuff to make it legal.
Talking about sort of buying habits of papers, from your own knowledge, people sort of in New Westminster and Burnaby, did they tend to buy the British Columbian, or did they buy the province, or which would be the most? Of course, the Sun wasn't started until 1912, but.
Well, of course, I don't know about the answer to that, but let us say in 1915, or let us say perhaps in the 1920s, I'll say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that sort of time period.
The Columbian had more circulation than either of the Vancouver papers, either the World, which later became the Sun.
Yes, that was run by, it was run by Louis Taylor, first of all, and the Blackens, right, the World.
And then Campbell, a contractor, took it over, politician and contractor, and I think mm-hmm. construction man.
That's right,
And he sold it to Cromie. You've heard that story?
Yes, oh yeah. Well, no, tell me the story.
I can't tell you all the exact details, but he was going, for some reason, he didn't want to be associated with a newspaper when he was going in as a presumed government contractor. So he sold the paper to his editor, Cromie, the story is for $5,000. And the deal is, of course, later on, you can sell it back to me. So finally, after up 2 or 3 years, whenever Mr. Cromie figured there, or when Mr. Campbell figured it, he wanted to go back into the newspaper business, it wouldn't hurt his construction contracts. I say, how about selling? Oh no, I bought this, I want to keep it. Well, you know, the deal, oh no.
The deal was sort of under the table.
So it went to court.
Really?
And the case, they held that the deal was a bona fide sale. So Cromie kept the paper.
Cromie kept the paper.
What happened? Then Mr. Campbell, he was pretty mad, and I guess he had money behind him, he decided he'd teach the Sun a thing or two, so he started the Star.
The Vancouver Star, that was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Evening Star, an 8-page paper. He didn't get much advertising from the department stores. He got some national and some advertising, but not a great deal. But he had a fairly good little paper, and he brought it out at a fairly low price. I forget whether he started it at 1 cent on the street, but before long it was selling for 1 cent on the street or 25 cents a month. And the Sun, which had been selling at 75 cents a month, and or 5 cents on the street, it came down to 2 cents and then 1 cent, and I think it came to 25 cents a month.
Sounds like
and
a
they
price
ran
war?
For quite a long time a price war. Mm-hmm. Now, Campbell was probably losing money, but so was the Sun. And Cromie was losing more than Campbell, and I guess Mr. Campbell says, one of these days he'll holler uncle. And the Sun apparently poured quite a lot of money and was financed by, as a rumor has it, I don't know the truth of this, by the Southam newspaper people who were financing him. They didn't, of course, for 2 reasons. One thing, of course, the province was feeling it too, but the Campbell was aiming directly at the Sun. He wasn't worried about so much about hurting the province. But the province was feeling a bit of the
pitch as well.
And so that was one thing, one reason. Another reason was if the Sun was going under, they'd be ready to take it over. Mm-hmm. Well, but they, actually, I believe it's about this time that Cromie bought the morning Sun. And he changed the name of the world to the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Campbell, he didn't, maybe that was just before the star entered the picture. Anyhow, for I don't know how long, over the last couple of years, the star fought it out with the Sun. And
you could almost sort of say it was Star Wars.
Yeah, it was Star Wars. Nobody made any money. So finally, I guess it was getting kind of desperate, and I don't know how they got around to it, but anyhow, it was decided that the Star would give up the evening edition, but then the Sun would give up the morning edition. The Star would take over the morning paper, and the Sun would take over the total evening business, and the province, of course. So, and I think some comics were switched over too, and I think some comics, the leading comics that the Sun had, two or three of those went into the province. Southern people probably engineered
in the province. Them. I haven't seen the Sun's comic section, but I've seen the Vancouver.
Well,
province.
This was not the colored ones. This was the daily, you know, little.
The Vancouver daily strips. Life with Father was one of them, and they had.
So they went on then to the I guess Campbell probably got out of it then. Different people ran the morning paper, the Star, and I think it folded once, and then it became the News, and then it became the News Herald. It kept folding. And finally it folded completely. I forget how long it ran, but and the province had a big strike in 51 or 52, and at that time
it was very serious.
That just about put the province
in business,
and it helped restore the Sun to what it had lost. So then the province became the morning paper and the Sun
the Sun became the evening paper, the British Columbian, though, would that have been bought widely? Because I've looked at those papers, and they're very good on their regional news.
The Columbian was in Westminster, Surrey, and Burnaby. They did send a few to Vancouver, but not very many.
So that was
And they did have a weekly paper.
Yeah, I've seen the weekly newspaper. It was like
it was a condensation of the day, and it was circulated in the valley by mail.
By mail,
at least I suppose by mail, because I know they did mail some of them, I think.
Well, when you look at them, they've got Langley Prairie and Natsquite and news from Abbotsford on their sort of pages.
But you see, in those towns, they might have delivered it in those towns by carrier, but I doubt it.
Well, that's another question I wanted to ask you. How did people buy their newspapers at this time?
Well, in those days, you had it delivered to your house.
Would a paper boy deliver it?
Yeah, carrier boy, the same as today. Carrier boy fiber, and we'd collect for it at the end of the month. But some people did buy, you know, the transients, bought it on a traveler went through. He'd buy it on the city street.
But who'd he buy it from?
There are newsboys on the street, people selling papers.
There would be.
They'd sell papers on the street, and as well as there are a few newsstands selling the paper.
When I first came to this country, I was surprised that they still had newspaper stands on the basis of trust, like they do in London, and there'd be a rock or something
those,
over the
those,
paper.
Those came in, I think it was in the 30s, might have been in the 40s.
Mm-hmm. And they just trust people to put the money.
And so every once in a while they used to put spotters on because they were losing too many papers. And the spotter is where you go up there and grab a paper where they went in, and then you'd be hauled up into court. That was just, they didn't do that regular, but that was just merely to show that, to warn people, you see, and they'd give that quite a lot of publicity in the paper.
It would be a deterrent to others.
Yeah, just to, see, they weren't concerned about prosecuting one person or for that one person, but it was just so that let the people know that, see, after a few cases like that, then people might figure, well, maybe they're watching. I don't know whether it did deter anyone or not, but it was meant to.